This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani now reporting on a Russian anti-satellite weapon.
The White House confirms Russia has obtained an anti-satellite weapon, but is urging calm. National Security spokesman John Kirby specifies the weapon is not operational, and while Russia's pursuit of it is troubling,
there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety. We are not talking about a weapon that can be used to attack human beings or cause physical destruction here on Earth.
The White House confirmed the intelligence after a vague warning yesterday from House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner, urging the administration to declassify information about a serious national security threat. Kirby says that process had already started and says Turner regrettably warned of the threat anyway. He says the White House will try to directly engage with Russia about the weapon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials said Russia launched a new missile attack on Ukraine on Thursday, injuring at least 11 people in different parts of the country. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that part of the story.
Officials in Lviv, near Ukraine's border with Poland, said three people were slightly injured there, while two schools and a kindergarten were damaged. Yurko Nazorik is the co-founder of a private school in Lviv. Fortunately, there were no children here. Even if the attack happened during the school day, the children would have been in a bomb shelter. There were no children in the school at the time of the attack, so there are no casualties. It was the second series of Russian missile attacks so far this month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here in the U.S., a vigil was held in Kansas City Thursday night in support of the victims of the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one woman, a well-known local radio DJ, and injured more than 20 people. Police said a dispute may have led to the shooting. Gunshots ringing out and at the end of the celebration outside the city's historic Union Station, police have detained three people as part of their investigation. Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex civil marriage. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons. Supporters of the bill say same-sex couples will now be able to pick up their children from school, be able to travel, go to the doctor, or take children to the hospital. Same-sex civil partnerships have been allowed in Greece since 2015, but that only conferred legal guardianship to the biological parent, leaving their partners in a bureaucratic limbo. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And now the AP's Karen Chalmers has an update on Japan's economy.
Japan's government announced its economy shrank at an annual rate of 0.4% in October to December. It contracted 2.9% in July to September. Two straight quarters of contraction are considered an indicator that an economy is in a technical recession. That now makes Japan the world's fourth largest economy, as it fell behind Germany. Economists say Japan's relative weakness is a reflection of its population decline and lagging productivity, as well as a weaker Japanese yen. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hong Kong has cracked its biggest money laundering case ever, with approximately $1.7 billion U.S. dollars involved. Authorities said Friday it was a large-scale transnational money laundering syndicate. Hong Kong officials told reporters at a news conference where evidence from jewels to bank account details were presented and packed in plastic bags. And there is an Indian connection, according to the Hong Kong official speaking on Friday. Seven people have been arrested so far in connection with this case, according to authorities. And Senegal's Constitutional Council on Thursday ruled the parliament's unprecedented postponement of the February 25th presidential election was not in line with the Constitution, pitching the country into a new phase of electoral uncertainty. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.